Haslam describes it as helping vulnerable citizens. And sometimes the things they need seem so basic they're overlooked, the governor says. One program Haslam wants to put more money into, seating and positioning clinics, where technicians adjust the cushioning for wheelchairs.
It's hard to put into words the physical challenges faced by the people they support.
Haslam also proposes putting $24 million into Choices, the state's employment program for people with intellectual or developmental disabilities. Officials estimate that money would be enough to help 1,700 people find jobs in the first year alone. Advocates for the disabled welcome the spending, but Tony Garr with the Tennessee Healthcare Campaign says the state could be doing more. He's one of the several dozen activists who turned out to urge state lawmakers to expand Medicaid.
It could help 280,000 vulnerable people in Tennessee. The number one reason for personal bankruptcy is medical bills. This could help a lot of those.
Garr says he's not surprised Haslam didn't mention Medicaid expansion in his speech, but activists hope the governor might lead lawmakers in that direction. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.